Indiana University's production of Madama Butterfly has closed at the Musical Arts Center in Bloomington, and this weekend moves to Butler's Clues Hall in Indianapolis for Friday and Saturday performances. Arthur Fagan leads the soloists, chorus, and IU Philharmonic in an accomplished performance of the demanding score. Puccini's opera was based on a tragic romance between a Japanese girl and an American naval officer. It's a novella by John Luther Long, and it comes more directly from David Belasco's drama from the story. The opera presents a dignified, conservative, and almost fairy tale Japan. Ironically, Puccini's drama appeared in 1904, and this was the time of the Russo-Japanese War over Korea and Manchuria, with Japan coming onto the world stage as a formidable modern industrial and military power. An opening weekend took me out of town from Bloomington and led me to take in last Wednesday's dress rehearsal. Designer Steve Kemp's very Spartan set design works in a variety of interesting ways. The bare stage has strategically placed raised rectangles leading in from the left rear to the front. Many were sort of mini garden sites with black edging and green centers. Generally, characters came from the raised area, but they could move left and right across the front. Puccini's text includes a graphic description of the house that U.S. Navy's B.F. Pinkerton is leasing. In many productions, is a full-size dwelling and a walkthrough. Kemp has chosen to construct a dollhouse-sized piece, complete with all the flexible and fragile moving parts. The house and later Pinkerton's bride, Cho-Cho-San, both come with 99-year leases with convenient escape clauses. At the back of the stage are a mountain landscape made with a series of three-shaped plastic curtains. Patrick Miro's lighting does very nice things with them during the different day parts of the drama and the gradual shifts from day to night that Puccini had been so struck by in Belasco's original staging. Stage director Leslie Koenig, with Puccini's own words, gives us a bit harsher version of Lieutenant B.F. Pinkerton than I'm used to seeing. Right away, it's emphasized that Pinkerton sees his marriage to Cho-Cho-San as a temporary one before he has a real marriage with an American wife. It's also pointed out that he's had other women in other ports. Though Pinkerton and Sharpless, the consul, share a drink and toast America together, the consul's words and his body language are full of concern and foreboding. Pinkerton's bride, Cho-Cho-San, is one of the great tragic characters of all opera, with her terribly misplaced, innocent faith. When she asks Consul Sharpless if birds in America nest only every 3 years, because Pinkerton promised he'd be back when the nesting came, it would take a heart of stone not to tear up. Wednesday night's dress rehearsal was still a work in progress. There were a couple of pauses and some rehearsals during intermission, but clearly the show was well on its way to opening night. Leads were strong with powerful solos and duets throughout. Walter Huff's chorus was personable on stage and vocally very satisfying. Linda Pisano's costumes captured the color and the fragility of the drama. The final tragic scene has a bit of a surprise from designer Steve Kemp. As Cho-Cho-San plunges the ceremonial knife into her bosom, and the now guiltily distraught Pinkerton throws himself to the ground, the mountainous backdrop collapses onto itself. The set itself, part of the tragedy. The IU Opera Theater production of Puccini's Madama Butterfly will be at Clues Hall on the Butler campus in Indianapolis. Performances Friday, November 11th and Saturday, November 12th at 8. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.